how you watched it. So anyway, right on behind this, I'll tell you, it is a woman. She had always treated me very well. But I see that she's wrong. She had a very smart daughter, and she had money. And she'd give some of the rest of the folks a pretty nasty deal, and I know about it. But I always figured I was smart enough, you know, not, she couldn't bother, you know, hurt me no way. So anyway, it happened about like it did to this fella. Was living right here in this house here. I've been here about 45 years along. I went and opened my front door. And I'd come, went back down in the kitchen there with something or other. But anyway, I was going, I had a, behind that little old house out there, and I had a, another little old barn out there, and I had a mule out there, and I was going out there and feed the mule. I had another old barn back up here. I had cows, and then windstorm blowed it down, ain't building down nothing. But when I got back about midway my room there, going out the door in this old hall there, this woman done stepped up in the door and I met her. I said, well, I be a dog. I spoke to her. She said, well, I hollered and called and knocked, nobody didn't say nothing. I thought maybe somebody in here sick and I was coming in here to see. I said, no, ain't nobody in here sick. Well, see, I didn't come to bring you no bad luck. I ain't coming, you know, even folks said bad luck for woman. But I just come here to see how y'all get along. I said, well, we get along. So she turned right around and went on back out. Now I had a, that year, I had a nice Spanish mule, young mule, mare mule, would weigh about 980 pounds. And I had a registered red Jersey cow. And I had another Holstein cow, this red, this Jersey cow. I was expecting her about 3 days before she was, you know, fresh. She got out into the fella across over here next to me. He is farm there, and he's just putting out a little soda, living in the field. This cow got out, had a little pasture there, and went on over there and licked that soda. Come down to the branch, drunk a little water, made it on up here to the house, and dropped over dead. And that same year, right out yonder where I had the sawmill place sitting up there, the big rattlesnake bit this mule and killed and had an old barn place up there. My other cow was weighed about, the big rattlesnake bit her and killed her, so I lost him there. Them thing that he, I said, now I don't know if I said, yeah, that probably was going to happen, but somehow or another, that did happen. The year ain't never, I said, now, I fell back and checked. During the time I know, it was constantly, after all, I didn't think, you know, nothing was to it much, but still I felt better when no a woman like that didn't ever show up, you know, when you did.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Well, I call it a bastard child.
And what do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Undertaker.
And what do you call the box or case that the corpse is put in for burial?
Well, we call it a box or tomb. The box, they call that a box what you put the casket over in, you know. It's